The act of actually capturing cat photos has been going on for a long time. The internet version of this started actually in 4chan, on what they call Catterday, which used to be Saturdays. And it became massively popular several years before this couple from Hawaii found the photos in other sites on the internet and decided to start collecting them just as a hobby. Well, the hobby grew into something bigger and bigger for reasons that we don't quite know why. And when I found out about it, I ended up helping them out pro bono and eventually made an offer to purchase the site from them. My name is Ben Ha, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Cheeseburger Network, which is a network of 50-some user-generated humor websites. The four sites, I Can Ask Cheeseburger, Failblog, MemeBase, and The Daily What, are what we call our anchor brands. We want to create a place where non-professionals and amateurs can actually experience what it's like to make lots of people happy. Well, I actually had a job working with a small company in Seattle, and I wanted to leave. I had either a chance to go to the Bay Area, work for a VC-funded startup, or run this photo site, cat photo site that we could buy. I could raise money and buy, but I chose to be my own boss. The site had been around for about 8 months when I purchased it with a group of angel investors. I had actually had a friend who was who's a serious angel in Seattle. So when I actually approached him, we're just friends, I said, this is really interesting. The traffic's really amazing. Community here seems to be really vibrant. He suggested that I buy it. And so we struck a deal and said, look, I'll run this site if you want to help me raise money. So we started out with just one site called I Can Ask Cheeseburger in September of 2007. For some reason, we happened to start at the start of the recession. Well, we didn't know that, thankfully, or else I don't think I would ever jump ship. But we added other sites. We realized that this was about humor and that people wanted to spend a few minutes a day just being happy at their jobs. So what we did was we started adding different types of content. We created different playgrounds. And so we've been through a pretty fast growth pace since 2007. What's interesting about the genesis of IcanAskCheeseburger.com is that we're not sure how it actually took off. And we've talked about this at length, but the genesis of its traffic is somewhat unknown because it was really a hobby. They just really liked this one photo with this great cat that said, I Can Ask Cheeseburger as a caption. And so they didn't really know what to do other than just say, hey, you know what, let's make something private personally for ourselves. Well, once it started taking off, then it was a whole nother game, right? It's like, okay, well now what do we do? They were accidental entrepreneurs. What I want to really emphasize is that I think what great entrepreneurs do is that they find an opportunity where other people see none. I started a company in 2000, just as the first bubble was bursting. It lasted 18 months. It was a very stressful experience, and I made all the mistakes people I said you were going to make. They said, Ben, here's what you're going to end up doing. Don't do that because it's a mistake. Well, I did exactly the opposite. I made those mistakes. And this time around, I said, I'm going to be frugal. I'm going to save my cash. I'm going to find the best people I can possibly find. And I'm going to be very, very product focused, but I'm not going to be ashamed of making money. And that's what we try to do. We will try to make a sustainable business. I think the advice I would have given my younger self at our first startup would have been to make a product that people would love. Make something people are passionate about, that they would love, that they would become a fan of, not something that makes money.